you should try to find it on social media, because if you're already somebody who hates the Washington Redskins, you'll hate them more after this. She detailed the alleged violence against her, but I will just tell you, she sounded very believable, and she detailed multiple incidents, one of which, and I do think this is important, she said the cops were called by neighbors. In other words, some people would like to say this is all her making up a story, trying to get back at him. She calls 911. Well, when the neighbors call 911 because they hear a domestic violence situation, that ain't on her. That means they hear problems. That means they hear an altercation. That means they hear an incident. So the neighbors calling the police at least once suggest that there was a pattern of violence within this relationship. Other people have called her a liar because she, after previously accusing him of domestic violence, had recanted her entire story. And she told a judge and a prosecutor that I made it all up. And now she's obviously saying, no, I never made all that up. What I said initially was true. So the obvious question, and it was presented to her this morning on national television, well, why did you recant your story if that stuff really happened? And I know this might sound wild to people, but it's actually the most obvious answer, and it is something that happens every day in this country. She said, because I loved him. Because he came to me and he said he was going to change and said that he needed me and said that he didn't have anybody else. And I really did love him and I wanted to believe in him. And so you recant the story so that you can try to move on with your relationship. That might not be something you think you would do if you are a woman or a man. But it is something that a lot of people do in this country every day. They cover for their abusive spouse because, for a variety of reasons, but often because they love them and because they want to think that tomorrow will be better and that this will be the last time. It's almost never the last time. And it obviously wasn't the last time with Reuben Foster. But if you're trying to figure out, you know, why a woman would, after accusing somebody of domestic violence, then refuse to cooperate with police, or in this case, just recant the entire story, that's why. It's a very basic, normal, unfortunate thing. And then the most interesting thing she said is that the Washington Redskins never even tried to talk to her, which is just mind-blowing. A football player gets released by his franchise for allegedly abusing a woman for at least the second time we knew about publicly. We now found out that it's more than that. And you sign him to a contract without even trying to talk to her? It's one thing if she won't talk to you. But she said that she would have. You just didn't want to hear what she had to say. And that's pretty reckless behavior by that franchise. And I'll be shocked if Reuben Foster ever plays for the Redskins. And it won't be surprising to me if maybe he never plays again.
Story number three.
So Kevin Durant said in a recent article, we talked about it yesterday, that the environment around LeBron James, playing with LeBron James, is, quote, toxic. Here's what he said if you missed it. He said there's so much hype comes from being around LeBron from other people. He has so many fanboys in the media, even the beat writers just fawn over him. I'm like, we're playing basketball here, and it's not even about basketball at certain points. So I get why anybody wouldn't want to be in that environment, because it's toxic. Especially when the attention is BS attention, fluff. It's not LeBron's fault at all. It's just the fact you have so many groupies in the media that love to hang on every word. Just get out of the way and let us play basketball, end quote. So LeBron was asked to respond to that today, and I thought he handled it pretty intelligently. He said that I would love to see the whole transcript of what was asked of him, the context it was asked of him, why it was asked, and the whole thing, LeBron said. I'm not going to comment on it because I don't know the whole thing. That would be stupid on my part. I'm a veteran. In other words, he and KD are boys on some level. In the offseason, they've been seen hanging out, working out together. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get in a back and forth with the media with somebody who might have just got his words twisted around, might have meant it a different way than it actually came out, might have been quoted out of context, whatever. Like, if I need to talk to KD about what he said, I'll talk to KD about what he said. But I'm not going to do this without hearing from him first. I think that's pretty smart. But you know, to circle back to KD's comments, and I mentioned this yesterday, I don't doubt that it's tough to play with LeBron James. Everything has to run through him. He's got the ball in his hands a lot. Everything is about him. He's the face of everything. You can be an all-star level player. You don't matter. You're in his shadow. happened to Chris Bosh in Miami, happened to Kevin Love in Cleveland. If Kevin Durant would have simply said, man, it must be tough playing with LeBron James because everything is about LeBron James, I wouldn't disagree with that. But to call it toxic, I don't really know. Because the truth is, playing with LeBron James, it just means you're going to win a lot.
Right.
That's what
sounds
it means.
Pretty good.
Like, playing for the Sacramento Kings in most years, maybe now is the exception, that seemed toxic. Playing for the New York Knicks in most years, maybe not this one, but that seemed toxic. Playing with LeBron James just seems successful. But there is it's undeniable that you are overshadowed, almost no matter who you are. As for the media fanboy stuff about LeBron, I made the point yesterday, Nick Wright made it on TV this morning. Like, to the extent that the media celebrates LeBron, it's all about, like, his amazing story. It's the kid born single-parent home, never knew his father, has grown up to be one of the most successful people in this country. He's a three-time world champion, multi-time MVP, widely considered to be the best basketball player on the planet right now, even at his age, and is in the conversation for greatest player of all time. In addition to all that, he's decided to be way more than a basketball player. He speaks up, speaks out about politics, on social issues. He's helped build a school in Akron. He's going to put thousands of kids through college. He's never really had a public misstep. I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm not saying he's a great husband. I don't know him like that. I'm just saying he's never had a public misstep. He's never had an embarrassing moment. So many people who are famous when they're teenagers have. He's never really had that. His biggest public misstep was the quote-unquote decision. And even that raised $3 million for a Boys and Girls Club.
Yep.
When your worst thing you do is raise $3 million for a Boys and Girls Club, like, you've lived a pretty good life. So if there are people in the media who fawn over that or just appreciate it, like, why wouldn't we? It's an amazing story. He's an amazing athlete, and he's doing amazing things in his community. Like, what is not to like about that? Why wouldn't you be a fan of that? More than anything, and it's not just about this quote from Kevin, because it's a whole bunch of quotes from Kevin that reinforce this, at least from my perspective. He really seems not happy despite being everything that he is. And I do think some of it is because he is not fawned over the way LeBron is.
So true.
Or the way Steph is. People respect Kevin Durant and acknowledge his greatness as a basketball player.
Everyone knows he's great.
People don't love him. He's not loved. How about that? Like, and I might be getting an armchair psychologist here, right? I acknowledge
it's
that.
It's true, though.
He is single with no kids, so he doesn't get that kind of love that a lot of us get.
Like, oh, he's a good family man kind
of
deal.
He doesn't have any of that.
Right.
He's a single man with no children. Okay, so he doesn't get that love that a lot of us get in our personal lives. Like, when I go home tonight, my kids will be happy to see me. I get that. I feel loved by them. Not all of them all the time, but some of them most of the time. Kevin doesn't have that. So he doesn't have love in his life on a personal level in that way. I know he loves his mother, and he probably loves his friends and all that stuff. But you hear what I'm saying. He's a single man with no children. So he doesn't have whatever love that brings. He doesn't have that. He's not loved in Oklahoma City anymore, the way Russell Westbrook is. He's not loved in the Bay Area the way Steph Curry is.
Right.
He's not loved throughout the country the way LeBron James is. And I think that bothers him.
I think so, too.
Even if he doesn't know it bothers him, time after time when he speaks, it suggests that it bothers him. And that, more than anything, is what those remarks that he said within this past week reminded me of. He seems to be missing something that LeBron clearly gets. I mean, just contrast everything I just said with LeBron James. LeBron James is married, children. He's in his children's life every day. He's at their games. It's all over social media. Like, he's a real father.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's loved throughout this country as being this, amazing athlete, but a really impressive person as well. Kevin doesn't get any of that. I don't know if Kevin knows that bothers him, but it seems to bother him.
Story number four.
Vernon Carey, top two prospect in America, according to 24/7 Sports, committed to Duke earlier today. It was not a surprise. Seventh consecutive year that Duke took a commitment from a top three prospect in the country. And I wrote a little bit about this because I didn't really hear many other people talking about it, but I thought it was worth noting. Duke usually is involved with the number one player in the country, whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some years it's R.J. Barrett. Some years it's Marvin Bagley. This year it was James Wiseman. Duke was smart enough to never get involved with James Wiseman. They never went down that path. Duke can recruit anybody in the country whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's Duke, it's Mike Krzyzewski.
Right.
It's Nike, it's USA Basketball. They never got involved with James Wiseman because they conceded James Wiseman to Kentucky or Duke. They just knew, like, why waste our time? While they're fighting over James Wiseman, who might be a better player than Vernon Carey, but we know while they're fighting, we're just going to stay over here because we know we can't get him. We'll be happy to recruit against Memphis going forward, and we'll be happy to recruit against Kentucky anywhere, but in this one, just like I told you since the day Penny got the job, the kid was never going anywhere other than Kentucky or Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who knew that?
Duke. Yep.
So they say, we ain't even messing with James Wiseman. We're making Vernon Carey the priority. They tell Vernon Carey, we ain't messing with James Wiseman. You're our priority. You're the one we want. And they got paid off for that today. Jeff Calkins up next.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
The all-new Bob Johnston Chevrolet on Highway 51 in Covington is open and ready to earn your business. Two very important things you'll find are exceptional service and the best prices. The entire staff at Bob Johnston Chevrolet is committed to customer satisfaction. And a big part of that satisfaction is knowing you got the best price possible. Let them show you why Chevrolet is the most awarded and fastest growing brand. Find new roads at Bob Johnston Chevrolet on the web at TennesseeChevrolet.com or BobJohnstonChevy.com.
Are you noticing cracks in the walls of your home, maybe floors that are sinking or sloping a bit? It could be signs of a foundation problem. If you have a foundation problem, you got a serious problem, which means you need to call Redeemers Group. Redeemers Group handles foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling, and inspections are free, so there's no harm in calling, which is why you should call. And if you ultimately decide to proceed with the project, you can mention my name, Gary Parrish, and get a $50 off. The number is 901-451-8765. That's Redeemers Group on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Mann, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. Four Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin P. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits U, we really suit you.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
The Live Love Memphis Group is the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. They've sold over 1,100 houses in 10 years.
And now she's sold mine, John. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. The person I asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She took care of me. She's going to take care of you, too.
Some nights are truly enchanted, especially during holiday wonders at the garden at Memphis Botanic Garden. Bring the family to ooh and awe at the area's most interesting and unique holiday light show. Close to home, easy parking, and unlimited fresh air. Get discount tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by ProShow Systems.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist over at the Daily Memphian. He's the host of the Jeff Calkins Show. You can listen to that weekdays from 9 to 11. He joins me every day after 5 o'clock, never or rarely anywhere close to, like, actually 5 o'clock. That's true again today. He's here right now. Jeff Coggins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So last night, 96-86 win over the then first place L.A. Clippers. Mike Conley got 22 points. Jamichael Green got 19 points, 11 rebounds off the bench. The Grizzlies rallied to win in the fourth quarter after squandering a lead in the third. And yet the story was still Joakim Noah, who played 13 minutes, 4 points, 3 rebounds, but conducted some really interesting post-game interviews. He's always been a thoughtful, smart guy, which is another reason why he just fits perfectly with this version of the Memphis Grizzlies. They prioritized back in July veterans with high basketball IQs who are committed to doing what it is we want them to do, particularly on the defensive end. That's Garrett Temple. That's Kyle Anderson. Joakim Noah is like, he could have been one of those free agent signings and fit in with the rest of them perfectly. So he's always been like this thoughtful guy, but I thought he was especially thoughtful last night. Like a former first-team All-NBA guy who really did spend some of the past year wondering if he was ever going to play in the NBA again. I thought his post-games were really terrific.
You know, I did too, and I was struck watching him play by, I mean, it really leapt out at me how into it he was.
Right.
I mean, the energy was crackling off the screen, right? And he was chest bumping, it wasn't just when he did something, although like when he hit that 12-foot jumper, you would have thought he would with a whole string. It was for the team, and I was sort of thinking to myself, like, this guy just joined this team 3 hours ago, basically, like, and he's already all in, right? But he's obviously partly all in because he's just thrilled to be playing again, and it is a reminder, like when people say, when you should hang it up, or this person should hang it up. Well, he's not the player he was, right? Clearly, he was Defensive Player of the Year at one point. But he loves playing. He wanted to be able to play again. And you're exactly right. It's not the most glamorous market to live in, obviously, but it's got to be one of the absolute best locker rooms to fit in if you're a guy like Joakim Noah, because they believe in all the things you believe in. So, I loved it. And the other thing that I like about it is they got a lot of these high basketball IQ guys who are solid citizens and good players and good defenders and whatnot. But, like, let's be honest, it's not necessarily always entertaining to watch Garrett Temple necessarily. Like, it's fun when he's hitting three-pointers. Or it's not. Kyle Anderson is, I mean, if you appreciate steals, like, that's great and whatnot. And he did a tremendous job last night shutting down Tobias Harris, but he's not colorful in any way. The nice thing about Joakim Noah is he gives this team another colorful personality and another reason to sort of to watch him because he's just fun to watch. So I was struck by all the things you were struck by, plus I was just struck by how much fun it is to have a guy with that much energy on the team. He's just one of the league's personalities, and it's fun to have him around.
No, if you are a Grizzlies fan who enjoyed T.A.'s first-team all-defense, the pointing like a first down after a turnover, like Joakim Noah now, he brings a lot of that type of stuff to this team. He plays in a way where he expresses emotion nonstop, whether it's clapping when other players aren't clapping to get himself excited for this possession, whether it's, you know, the pistols in the holster thing after making a jump shot. He plays with a certain level of emotion. He lives with a certain level of emotion that I think even Mike Conley would acknowledge a lot of the Grizzlies in it. You know, in this current form, do not. I think Mike's actually talked about that before. Like, we're not the most colorful team in the, and he doesn't even mean like we're not the most fun team to watch. Like, we just go out and play. We're not going to get in your face. You know, we're not going to talk to you the whole time. We're just going to go out and guard you and make you uncomfortable. Well, Joakim Noah is going to guard you, make you uncomfortable, do all the little things, but he will talk to you. And he will make a spectacle of a situation. And that is, I think fans appreciate it. I know I like it.
I mean, when you say if you're a Grizzlies fan who appreciated Tony Allen's, and that literally describes every Grizzlies fan.
Right.
Is there any Grizzlies fan who didn't? So I think that's certainly true. And I also think it's true, like, that it's something that maybe even at this part of the season, it's good to inject into the team, right? I mean, What did he bring last night? So last night he brought, the actual play was critical. A, it enabled Mark, who was not having a great game, who was having the worst offensive game of the season, but it enables him to sit down. Even last night, he played 33 minutes, which is not insignificant, but it was the fewest minutes he played in a long time. So it gives Mark a breather. He fits in perfectly in that regard. He scored a tying basket after the Clippers went ahead, and that jumper he hit put the Grizzlies ahead. But then it just strikes me that the other thing he brings, and you need this over the course of an 82-game season, is he brings enthusiasm. Right. Like I do think there were times when it's the third game and six, and when Tony Allen's just relentless, boundless energy served a purpose over the course of the regular season that helped the Grizzlies win games. And I think Noah brings a lot of that naturally, and in some ways it's redoubled because he's now has the joy of reclaiming a career that he wondered if it was over. And it couldn't have been more obvious last night.
Like when he was on the court, and I do this sometimes, I talked about it in the opening segment, when I'm watching NBA prospects, like if I'm watching a Duke game, I might just decide, okay, I'm going to rewatch this half, but I'm just going to watch Zion Williamson, everything he does. Like everything, both ends of the court, I'm not watching the ball, I'm not watching the action, unless Zion happens to be in the action. I did that with Noah last night, and what you saw was a guy who was doing, and this is a bit cliche, but every little thing you want a role player to do, he was doing those things. Like he would set a screen and then immediately look for another screen to set, then immediately look for another screen to set, and immediately look for another screen to set. When there was a turnover, he was actually running as hard as he could run to get back in transition when sometimes, frankly, players just don't. He was fighting through everything. He was guarding with a purpose. He was bringing enthusiasm onto the court, and I do think that that's who he is. He might not be an all-NBA, all-star guy anymore. I think it's pretty clear that he's not. But there is value in a smart veteran who can still play, who brings real energy, enthusiasm, and purpose to the court in however many minutes he plays. And it looks like the Grizzlies just got that for a vet minimum.
You know, in a way, and obviously they've done this before, like in a sense, that's what Matt Barnes brought, right, when he played. The same kind of energy and cheap whatever. And there's no question. I think that's what one of the things that Noah brings. It's David Thorpe, who obviously writes about and thinks about and talks about the NBA, and he has connections to Florida, and so you say, okay, maybe he's a little bit biased, but he tweeted out last night what a steal it was, and that between Mark and Noah and Jaren Jackson Jr., the Grizzlies have the best set of, defensively, have the best set of bigs in the league. And I think it is a potent point that it really does. And given that that's how they're going to win, it's an important thing, and I think it could. Now, there's still some concerns, like that third quarter. He just couldn't score at the beginning of the third quarter. And you're thinking, who's going to score? Like, the firepower on the wings can be – if Garrett Temple is being a journeyman and Shelvin Mack is not hitting big shots, which he did at the very end but has not been in the last few games, you do worry about the potency of the wings on this team. Bring back Dylan Brooks. But that was fun last night. It's fun. Like it's a good little story. Apart from it wouldn't have been a good little story if he didn't play or if he played badly or whatever, but the fact that A, he played, and then he played with such evident joy and played a critical role in a game that they won and a game that they had to win, I thought it was great.
And it wasn't just a Memphis story. I mean, he was on NBA TV right after the game. You know, they wanted to have him on. Like, this isn't just a former All-Star. This is a former two-time national champion who was the face of college basketball for multiple years, somewhat because of his personality, some but because they won two titles, but also because of the hair and just all of that. You know, when people think of those Florida teams, he was never the leading scorer on either one. He was not the best player. He wasn't the highest draft pick. He's the one you think of. You know, Joakim Noah is the guy you think of. And so he's been super famous, a super famous basketball player since he was 19, 20 years old. So, like, we're talking about almost 15 years. And then he goes, you know, I know. I don't know that anybody ever thought of him as a top five player in the world, but he was a first team All NBA guy. For one year, multi year All Star. And so to have him back in the NBA, that was an NBA story last night, and I do think it was appreciated, throughout the country, as it relates to people who actually follow the NBA. And in Jamichael Green's post-game press conference that he did, I guess it wasn't a press conference as much as just post-game interview with Rob Fisher on television, he said that, Joe's first practice was yesterday. So the game was on Wednesday night. The first practice was on Tuesday. And he said he brought energy to our practice. Like, he changed our practice. He picked up our practice. And I had told the story before. Like, that sounds exactly like the Joakim Noah I've always been told about. Because I think it was one night at dinner, maybe in Akron, when we were there for the LeBron James Skills Academy. But I ended up with Billy Donovan somehow, and he's just telling stories. And these stories were hilarious because that team was wild. Joe was wild. But he said that whenever, after they won the first title, and it happens to the Warriors now, it happened to those Florida teams then. Like, there's just days where your reigning national champions just aren't going to work the way you want them to. And he said it didn't matter why practice was lethargic. It didn't matter. Nothing mattered. All I had to do was get on Joakim Noah, and then he would immediately fix the practice. And he said, it's not just by yelling at his teammates. Like, I yell at him, then he yells at them. Because sometimes you yell at somebody, they yell at somebody else, that somebody else just rolls their eyes at the other person. It doesn't matter. But he had a unique ability to get his teammates to rise to his level. And perhaps that is something that he can still do. It's at least something that Jamichael Green said he did do in his very first practice with the Grizzlies, which I thought was an interesting point.
No, I mean, there's no question. That's part of what he brings. And it's funny to be an elite player and bring that. That's not always a combination that you see, but it's obviously part of what made him an elite player. It's honestly, you look back at that draft, it's an interesting draft. This is the 2007 NBA draft. And the Grizzlies, it was the draft where the Grizzlies got screwed. I was actually in the ping pong room that draft. That was the Greg Oden, Kevin Durant draft. And the Grizzlies end up falling to fourth, which is as low as they could have fallen. And they got the booby prize, who turns out to be a heck of a prize in Mike Conley. The other players, obviously, KD was in that draft, and Oden was in that draft, and whatever. Jeff Green was fifth in that draft. Brandon Wright was eighth in that draft. And then Noah, who was the guy I wanted the Grizzlies to draft. He was ninth in that draft. Other players in that draft were Thaddeus Young was in that draft. Jared Dudley was in that draft. And Mark Gasol was in that draft in the second round. I mean, you look back, and now, of course, a bunch of them are here on this same team. So it was a fascinating. It is fascinating how it works out. Like, Oden turned out to be the bust, right. no fault of his own, because he was hurt. Kevin Durant was awesome, but then he left Oklahoma City. Al Horford was really the less famous player at Florida.
Right.
But I remember you telling me, I don't know if it was when we were doing a radio show somewhere then, because you were telling me then that early on, you told me, it might have been even when they were a year younger, you told me, oh, no, Al Horford's going to go earlier. Like, the coaching staff told you, I think, that Al Horford was going to go earlier. Oh, that's also when Dick Vitale. Dick Vitale was caught on the microphone saying Al Horford's going to go earlier.
Al Horford's the better player. So here's what happens. It's a hilarious story. Apparently, Billy and Dick had talked, on the phone within a few days earlier or whatever. And Billy told him what he would tell anybody privately, which is like, Horford's the better player. Noah's the famous player. They're both good, but Horford's the better player. It's not even close. Billy would tell that to me. He'd tell it to Andy Katz. He'd tell it to Dick Vitale. So Dick's doing a live interview, on Mike and Mike, right? And he's at breakfast at that place that he always... Dick Vitale and his wife go to breakfast somewhere every morning. So whatever that place is called. So he's there, and it's very clear that the producer called, "Hey, Dick, we're in a break right now. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You'll be on with Mike and Mike." He says, "Okay." This happens to anybody who does radio interviews every day. At some point between that moment and the moment they went live, Dick gets into a conversation with somebody who's also having breakfast.
So Mike and Mike come back, and they're like, and now we're going to be joined by college basketball analyst Dick Vitale. Dick, it's Mike and Mike. How you doing? Dick Vitale has got his phone put down, but it's still on, and he's talking to this other guy. And what you hear is Dick Vitale talking to this other guy, and he's going, oh, no, I talked to Billy Dee just yesterday. Al Horford's way better than Joakim Noah. Like, it's not even close. Billy told me it's not even close who the better player is. And so that became a big problem within that team because, like, you know, if you're Joakim Noah, you just found out that your coach is telling people Al Horford's way better than you. And it doesn't matter whether it's true. You just don't like to hear that. Like, imagine if you – if there was, like, if Brad Carson was caught on tape and he's like – and he's like, listen, Jeffrey Wright's the producer and Calkins is the host, but my God, Jeffrey Wright's so much better than Jeff Calkins. You'd be like, motherfucker. You'd be like, what? What are you saying? It would just bother you. It doesn't matter whether it's true or not. You just don't want it. Nobody likes to be talked about like that. And so that was something Billy had to deal with in that second year with those guys.
That was going into the second year?
No, it was right in the middle of the second year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Right. That was beautiful. It is fascinating, though, that Mike, Mark, and Noah all went in that draft. And now here they all are in the draft where the Grizzlies supposedly got shafted, and they did. Listen, it would have been fun to have Kevin Durant. There's no question about that.
Sure.
But now they're all ended up and they're doing okay.
And the 19th pick in that draft, convicted murderer Javaris Crittenden.
It's a crap shoot. It's an inexact science.
Some years you draft Kevin Durant, some years you draft a convicted murderer. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Everyone has some misses.
So the Grizzlies win last night, and that pushes them to 14-9. They're alone in sixth place Western Conference standings, half game behind our king and savior LeBron James, L.A. Lakers. What's more interesting to me, and I follow this stuff every day, just because I bookmark it and I find it fascinating to watch how it changes over time. The 538 NBA blog.
Mm.
They've got this complex algorithm that projects win totals for every team updated every day. And when this season started, it had the Grizzlies at 32-50, not even sniffing the Western Conference playoffs. As of today, it now has the Grizzlies projected to finish 42-40. That's a 10-win increase in win projection total, and that's a 10-win increase only over a 23-game span. So they have made up a lot of ground based on where they were projected to be in the preseason, and right now that 42-40 record, it will not get you into the Western Conference playoffs according to this algorithm, but 8th is the L.A. Lakers at 44-38. So right now the Grizzlies are only projected to finish 2 games out of 8th place. My point being that it did seem kind of silly in week 1 and week 2 and maybe even as recently as, I don't know, yesterday to be sure or to be confident that the Grizzlies were actually going to be in the playoffs. Because there's some teams that are projected that are below them now that are probably going to pass them. And what you got to hope is there's some teams ahead of them that are going to come back to reality. But it's not crazy anymore to think that they can actually do it relative to the projections. I find that interesting and encouraging.
Oh, no. What I was going to say is if I would tell you right now that you can have that 42 wins locked in, would you take it? The really remarkable thing is I would not. That's the amazing thing. Like, because I think they're going to get, I think they're good enough. Like, what did I want at the beginning of the season? I wanted them to be competitive and entertaining. I wanted Jaren Jackson to be really good. And I wanted them to be good enough to convey the pick to Boston, right? And right now, barring some disastrous injury, whether they fall short of the playoffs or not, those things have all, like, they're all happening. Jaren Jackson is a emerging star. They are competitive and entertaining. Again, barring some disastrous injury, they're going to be good enough to go ahead and convey the pick to Boston. And so I think those are going to have things happen whether or not I make a deal with the devil, right? And so I wouldn't. If you just told me right now you could lock in 42 wins,
I'll say no thanks. I'll take my chances on him getting 44 and actually getting in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would reject 42. I would have probably rejected 42 all along, if only because I would have never.
I would not have.
I don't mean like
before the season began. If they had promised me 42, I'd say I'd take it.
No, here's why you don't take 42. I think. Is because 42 doesn't get you where you want to go. It just gets you close to where you want to go. So what's the point?
Well, the point is 42, for me, would have guaranteed those things that I wanted. To me, heading into the season, the biggest fear is that you have a repeat of last season. A, it's a disaster, and then B, you don't give up. You end up not giving your pick to Boston. So I would have, in fact, taken, if you give me 42, that means they're competitive and they're in the playoff hunt all year long. I'll take that because it avoids the 31 win or the 28 win or whatever else possibility that what most people were predicting. That what was the over under was 33.5, and most people were taking the under.
Right.
So I would have absolutely locked in 42 at the beginning of the season, but no longer. No, thank you. I'll take my chances of going for 44.
Right. I'd have probably said no based on I wasn't trying to have the season be interesting. Well. I totally hear what you're saying. I would have probably settled on 42 ain't going to get me where I want to get. So, like, I'd rather just roll the dice and try to get to 45. But at this point, I definitely wouldn't take 42.
There's no way to take 42.
Yeah, because
like, not right now, they might well get to 45.
Yeah, because right now they might well get to 44, 45, 46, and that's going to be good enough to get you there when basically nobody who covers the NBA on a national level thought that you were going to come anywhere close to there. In the preseason. So far, so good. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins. He's going to be back in studio tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. We'll be back in a second.
Men, there is an amazing amount of attention being paid to erectile dysfunction and new ways to get pills. But did you know that those little blue pills, no matter how fancy the package, don't work for every man? And did you know that over time, the responsiveness ED pills promise can wear out and the nasty side effects can increase? Well, the Memphis Men's Clinic wants you to know that there are other ways to treat your ED. New drug-free treatments that promise more spontaneity and long-term results. Come in for an appointment with our doctors and let us show you the newest treatment option for ED, wave therapy. Wave therapy uses the power of sound to improve blood flow, which delivers a long-term answer for ED. Call 901-443-0304 to schedule your $99 office visit at the Memphis Men's Clinic. Call Memphis Men's Clinic today, 901-443-0304, for treatment that goes beyond pills. Improve your performance. Improve your life.
This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and now you need to know it's the place to go for all your holiday shopping. Let me tell you the perfect gift. It's a custom shirt gift card from James Davis. Starts at $98. You buy it, then give it. Then the recipient can come in at his convenience and get a custom-made shirt. It's simple for you and awesome for him. Also, right now, Croc belts that are normally $2.95 are just $1.95. 100% cashmere quarter-zip sweaters, regularly $2.95, just $1.95. Got cotton cashmere blend sweaters for only $98. Got a fabulous selection of Peter Millar, Barber, and cool men's vests and jackets available in the store. And Tumi Luggage's Alpha Series is currently 20% off. So whether you're shopping for yourself or somebody else, you need to get to James Davis to see the amazing store with amazing deals. How great is it? Penny Hardaway is now the best-dressed coach in all of college basketball. That's because of Rob Joyner and my friends at James Davis. Holiday hours begin November 25th. That's when they'll be open on Sundays for your convenience. James Davis, Laurel Wood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
So there was a guy named Sam. He had a home in Memphis, wanted to sell it. So he did what I've been telling you to do for years. He listed it with Josh Hysall. They agreed on a price. Josh went to work, got 13 showings, multiple offers. Home sold at the agreed upon price in just 5 days. How did Josh Hysall do that? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree on a price, then Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. So if you're trying to sell a home, use the only real estate agent I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. His name's Josh Hysall. He's outselling other realtors in this market by a 34-to-1 ratio. Let him help you. 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Hurry to Kroger right now for 3 days of digital deals. Through Saturday, you'll find big savings for your seasonal celebrations. You can take home essentials like select 4-pound bags of Smidge and Spoon sugar or 32-ounce Kroger brand specialty sugar for only 99 cents with card. Just visit Kroger.com or the app and download your digital coupons today. You can use them up to 5 times in one transaction. But hurry, this sale ends Saturday. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is always on the cutting edge, and you've done it again.
We brought you a new choice in diamonds. We've got altar-created diamonds exclusively at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and what that does for you is give you the opportunity to save 25 to 30% and get a bigger and brighter diamond.
And how is that possible?
Altar-created diamonds are grown above ground, making them environmentally friendly and 100% conflict-free.
Howie, can you tell the difference?
What difference? They're both diamonds. See for yourself only at Robert Irwin Jewelers with free financing.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Many health conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis, are connected to gum disease in your mouth. Good thing their signs can be detected in a routine dental exam covered by a Delta Dental of Tennessee plan. Visit coveryourmouth.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage.
542, Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Spent a lot of time today talking about the Memphis Grizzlies, who defeated the Clippers last night by 96-86 inside FedEx Forum. Mike Conley got 22 points. Jamichael Green was really good off the bench. The story, though, was Joakim Noah, who played 13 minutes, 13 good minutes, 4 points, 3 rebounds, but played with a purpose, guarded his position, set screens on the offensive end, hustled back in transition. Just a really good debut from a guy who hadn't played in a professional basketball game in a long, long time. Jaren Jackson was good once again. Not like 36 points in Brooklyn good, but he did get 13 points, 6 rebounds in 21 minutes. He was 5 of 10 from the field. Coincidentally, there's a story, CBSSports.com, today by James Herbert on Jaren Jackson. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to CBSSports.com. You can find it, but I'll just read you the beginning of it because I thought it was interesting. It leads with a quote. The quote's from Garrett Temple, and it's clearly a quote in response to a question he was asked. And he was clearly asked, how many times does Jaren Jackson, how often does Jaren Jackson surprise you by doing something that you just don't expect to see a 19-year-old basketball player do? And Garrett Temple said, at least one play every 2 or 3 games. It's like, what the hell? And then he describes a moment in a game against the Mavericks a couple of weeks ago, and you might remember it. Jaren Jackson's got the ball on the baseline, sort of like corner 3-point. And DeAndre closes out on him. And Jaren is going to dribble to get to the rim, hesitates, pulls it back, then goes right by him, reverse layup. And Garrett Temple discusses that play. And he said he heard guys on the court going, "Ooh," and even heard somebody on the Mavericks bench say, or heard one Maverick player, somebody on the court, say OS as if what was that? Like, you don't expect to see that from anybody who's 6'11", but you especially don't expect to see it from a 19-year-old who's 6'11". And there's been one moment after another, and not just moments, but games, where Jaren Jackson does show all of this stuff. He doesn't consistently show it every possession because he's not a robot and because he is 19.
Yep.
But the idea that he has shown it as often as he's shown it, we're just 23 games into the season, and he's already got other NBA players minds blown. Like, think about that for a second. Do you know how hard it is to impress other awesome professional basketball players? Right.
Especially as a rookie.
And yet he's doing it. He's got people stopping to say, oh, wow, this kid's special. And you've heard that more and more. The Grizzlies thought it when they picked him. You've heard it more and more in recent weeks. People who watch him on television. People who watch him in an arena. People who follow the NBA. Not just follow the Grizzlies. Like, people who don't care about the Grizzlies one way or another. But they watch Jaren Jackson. They go, oh, wow. He's doing a lot of stuff that normal people can't do. And when I played you that Joakim Noah interview earlier in the show, one of the things Joakim said when he was asked about Jaren Jackson was that he's there to learn every day. He's early every day. He works every day. He's not a problem in any way. You know he's young. You can see it, and he's playful, so you can see it, but he's got a good vibe, positive energy, like he seems like a good dude. And then there's quotes in this story that sort of back that up as well. J.B. Bickerstaff talking about Jaren Jackson, he said this, quote, we've never had to worry about Jaren being late, Jaren missing things, Jaren not working hard. From day one, that's who he showed up as, and that makes it easy. I cannot overstate how important that is, because there are a lot of immensely talented young people who come into the NBA. And being as talented as somebody like Jaren Jackson is will get you extremely far for a while. But unless you've got the other stuff, it stops. Kevin Durant went to Texas, set all these Big 12 records. Michael Beasley came the year after, went to Kansas State, broke all Kevin Durant's Big 12 records. Michael Beasley is immensely talented, is an awesome basketball talent. Go look at what he did at Kansas State. Go look at what he did in high school. He was so talented that he could be those things while also being a knucklehead, while also being immature. But when he got to the NBA, it caught up with him because you're surrounded by super talented people, nothing but. And so then Michael Beasley just became a guy. So often, the difference between somebody who's uniquely talented becoming a star or being just a guy is the approach. Who are you? What matters to you? Do we have to yell at you to work? Do we have to beg you to be on time? Or is that just who you are? Jaren Jackson's skill set and ability is on display every time he steps on a court. But we don't get to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. But the people who see the behind-the-scenes stuff, it's all great. Like, when you've got a 19-year-old who is this talented, this gifted, this skilled, and by all accounts, you don't have to worry about him being late. You don't have to worry about him working. You don't have to worry about him missing something. Like, that's a big, big deal. And in lots of cases, you don't know if you're getting that when you draft somebody. Just like you don't know if you're getting that when you recruit somebody.
Right.
I talk to basketball coaches about this at the collegiate level all the time. We knew he could play or had the ability to play, but we didn't know what kind of dude he was until we got him on campus. Not a good dude. The background checks are so extensive with NBA front offices that you can have a sense for it, but you don't know for sure till you get them. And so the idea that Jaren's producing on the court, but also according to his teammates and coach, doing all of the great things off the court as well,
just being a very mature, take your job seriously 19-year-old, that's good stuff. You haven't read that story yet, go find it, cbssports.com. We'll be back, dinner to go.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at desotoautosales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at desotoautosales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to desotoautosales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and you know the holiday season is here. And one thing on lots of people's wish list is a computer, so if you know somebody like that and you're looking for the lowest prices and best service, go check my friends at Cooper Systems. You know Cooper Systems, Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. They've been with me for years, and you guys, listeners of this station, have helped grow their business because you keep going there when you need a new computer, a refurbished computer, or a custom-built computer because you know they have prices starting as low as $189. Cooper Systems has brands like Apple, HP, Dell, Gateway, Toshiba, Sony, and more. Desktops, notebooks, tablets, and printers, they really do have it all at Cooper Systems. And don't ever forget, if you need service on your computer, then Cooper Systems can help you too. In-shop diagnostic rates start as low as $24.99, so don't be frustrated by a bogged-down computer. Let Cooper Systems help get you cleaned up the way you ought to be. Go see them in the Mount Moriah office park or call them 360-9679 or visit them at coopersystems.com.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3 for 10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just 10 bucks.
3 for 10 bucks, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3 for 10 bucks, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Mann, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. Four Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits U, we really suit you.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th-gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Make your holiday entertaining a breeze with help from your Kroger deli. You'll find great party platters, desserts, and more. Visit Kroger.com/order online today.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you're wondering, Grizzlies back in action tomorrow night. They're going to be on the road down in New Orleans against those evil Pelicans who are 13-13. 10-3 at home, though, down in the Smoothie King Center. So they're a,
come on, Pelican.
They're a tough out. And then, of course, on Saturday night, our king and savior, LeBron James, comes to town. He's going to be in FedEx Forum. That game tips off 7 o'clock. We'll talk about all that tomorrow, though. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff among those. Among the things we learned is that Joakim Noah really does seem to fit perfectly with the Memphis Grizzlies. Yep. Mindset, what he brings to the court, and then he adds a certain level of energy and enthusiasm that I don't want to say was missing, but, you know, Mike Conley's not the most emotional player on the court. Marc Gasol has his moments, but they lost a little bit of that when they lost Tony Allen or decided to no longer have Tony Allen. Joakim Noah brings a little bit of that. You saw it last night. And if he gave you 13 good minutes in his first game in nearly a year, you got to assume that if he's healthy, that's only going to get better going forward. It looks like another terrific, helpful signing that front office has been able to pull off.
What's the biggest game tonight?
NFL football. Thursday night football.
Yeah.
Bennett, you
yes,
fired
sir.
Up for this?
I'm excited.
Jaguars are up in Nashville, Nissan Stadium, playing the Tennessee Titans.
Let's go.
Titans are 5.5-point favorites. Are you laying that, you think, Bennett?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Tennessee minus 5.5.
Let's go.
Bennett Doyle says lay the number. The total's 37. Kickoff 7:20. You can watch it on Fox.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, Charlie Brown Christmas is on ABC 24 tonight at 7. It won an Emmy, and it won a Peabody Award once upon a time.
Classic.
It was made in 1965. You're damn right it's a classic. So watch that with your children. And if you're up late, Gwen Stefani's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. J.K. Simmons going to be on Jimmy Fallon. Senator Bernie Sanders going to be on Stephen Colbert. Alex Baldwin going to be on Seth Meyers. And on James Corden, we get Jennifer Aniston. Who doesn't like Jennifer Aniston?
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
And her most recent husband. Yeah, you do need to read. Okay, there are a handful of people, I guess, who don't like Jennifer Aniston.
She's had a tough go of it.
She'll be all right.
Yeah, she'll be
all right. Allen Iverson had a column in the Players Tribune today. You might have seen it bouncing around social media, but it is entertaining and I think worth your time if you're a basketball fan, or especially if you're an AI fan. Go check that out, theplayerstribune.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be Friday. That means I'll have Dan Walken in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. We'll get you ready for Grizzlies Pelicans. We'll get you ready for Tigers UAB. Get you ready for the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Should be fun. Enjoy your night.
I'm going to enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Well, hello there.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself. And with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore.